The Nottoway Valley Wolverines come into Week 7 with more confidence even after their 41-0 loss against West Central Valley. Things seem to be heading in a better direction for the Wolverines this week, as the running game has started to take effect on the team and has helped in moving the ball downfield.
Yeah, for sure. We're not going to change much. Continue to try to establish the line of scrimmage, run the ball, and then see if that can't open some things up for us. So I think we showed that we can do that. That gave our kids some confidence. I know it gave our offensive line confidence. I believe it gave Ashton a lot of confidence, knowing that he could run the ball. And I tell you what, of those 100-plus yards that he had, if I could get the kid to decide to run away from kids instead of, he's your old Mike Allstadt type of fullback running back. And, he just tries to go find contact as opposed to try to find the open hole. So, we could have even had a bigger game, I think, in that sense. So we're going to take that confidence into this week and keep that rolling. Challenge our kids, set some new goals offensively, and then see what happens.
Nottoway Valley has seen improvements on the defensive side. Head coach Brad Hunold has been impressed with his defensive line this season, as they have continued to make improvements and put pressure on the quarterback. They are looking to Caleb Christensen tonight to bring the pressure on the opposing line.
So our linebackers did a phenomenal job of stepping up and filling in the run. Our defensive line has been they've been tough all year long. So super impressed with them. A couple times early in the game, we had a new defensive end come into the game last week, just due to some injuries and whatnot. So he got kind of pinched in, and we knew that couldn't happen. But we've got to have that. We've got to fix that for this week. We want to continue to get pressure on the quarterback from our defensive, from our front four. We're going to switch things up and go back to a four-front defense this week. Get some pressure on the quarterback from those guys, get Trent Warner, Ashton Hall, some of those guys, Caleb Christensen in there and rushing him. And then we're going to have to rely a lot on our linebackers to do some pass coverage, cover their flats and do some zone defense as far as that goes. So, every week's a week in progress, or is a new week and an opportunity for us to grow. And that's where we're kind of at this week. And, as long as we're doing that, then good things are coming for this program.
Grandview Christian previously beat West Central Valley this season 31-22. The Wildcats were able to defend well in that game, but made a few minor mistakes. The Wolverines are going to take West Central Valley's defensive strategy with them this week to help out in the defensive game and hopefully create turnovers to put the offense in good positioning on the field.
Yeah, for sure. I will tell you, I know Coach Lindsay talked with me last week before we saw them, and he didn't feel his team played quite as well as they could have against Grandview Christian. When I look at it on film, I would probably tend to agree with him. I think that maybe West Central is maybe a better team than Grandview Christian is. It obviously didn't show on the scoreboard when those two teams played. But I think that we come into this week and this matchup much the same as we did last week, knowing that we're the underdog, but this is the team we can play football with. And they were able to establish the run. West Central was able to establish the run against Grandview, and that's what our game plan is. So we're going to continue with that. And then, we're going to take a lot of what West Central did defensively and maybe some things they did well, but also some miscues they had and try to capitalize off of that so that we can maybe shut down Grandview's passing game.
This team has a lot of adversity in the face of defeat this season. Coach Honnell just wants his team to improve every day and turn around the mentality and culture of this team overall.
The biggest thing is we just have spoke this all year long, and it's just getting 1% better. And I think, minus maybe a week in there when we played Woodward Granger, I feel like our kids have definitely done that. They've taken on the challenges that we've had, knowing that, we've had a lot of adversity thrown our way, not just this year, but in years past football-wise. And then we had injuries that come in. And so I think that's just the goal that we have, is just another week where we want to get 1% better. We want kids to come in here, keep fighting. We're kind of out of the playoff hunt here for the most part, and that's fine, but we've got a group of seniors that we want to send out these last 2 weeks with some kind of a positive memory to their high school football career. And then also just continue to build with these young kids for the future, and knowing that, the future of Nottoway Valley football isn't just indicative of what's happened the last few years, but it we can change that mentality and that culture around, and that's what we've been working hard to do, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Nottoway Valley faces off against Grandview Christian in a district matchup tonight with a kickoff at 7 p.m. KSOM 96.5 will be live in an audio broadcast with myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West on the call. The pregame show starts at 6:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.